We are going to the Bud Light Hotline to welcome in Mike Griffith of the AJC's DogNation.com. Mike, appreciate you being with us. There are a lot of folks that look at this Ohio State matchup as Georgia will just walk through this football team. It is not a very complicated matchup. Ohio State didn't deserve to be in. You've heard all the lines about how this game will not be competitive. Do you feel any differently about this semifinal game?
I sure do, Cole. I think this is the worst possible draw for Georgia. I mean, I would say Alabama, you know, because I think Bryce Young's the best player in the country, but Georgia's got some familiarity with Alabama, and they beat him last year. But football's a game of matchups, and Ohio State has a quarterback. This is probably the best quarterback Georgia's played since they've seen Bryce Young. They've got a dominant receiver, and Marvin Harrison Jr., probably the best receiver Georgia's seen since Jameson Williams. And they've got a lot of five-star guys that if they're properly motivated and they have an intent to prove something, they can do it. And Alabama fans listening know what I'm talking about. In 2014, Kirby Smart knows. He was the coordinator. That was supposed to be a walk, too. And Urban Meyer and Ohio State reminded us that every now and then there are other conferences that can play good football. So I think this is a motivated Ohio State team. I think they've got the emotional intangibles on their side with the second life, much like 2017 Bama, an extra week of rest like 2017 Bama, an NFL quarterback in C.J. Stroud, an NFL receiver in Marvin Harrison, and good enough support pieces to put pressure on the Georgia offense and make Stetson Bennett have to play. I mean, Stetson's had the benefit the last 2 years of having the number one and number two scoring defense. Makes life a lot easier when you're a quarterback. When you're playing from behind, and Georgia found this out earlier when they were down 10 to Missouri in the fourth quarter, it can put a lot of pressure on a quarterback and make him actually have to make plays.
Where are you on Stetson Bennett right now, Mike? Because there have been points in time this year that I feel like he's gotten away with a lot. He's played sort of high-risk football. The Florida game comes to mind, a couple of games around that. Now, didn't come back to bite him because those plays weren't made by the opposition, but they were there to be made. Now, you go back to the SEC Championship game, super clean. He plays that way. I'm not sure Georgia can be beat the rest of this season, but what do they need him to be? What is Stetson Bennett really as we enter the college football playoff?
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get from Stetson, right? But he's been good at the right times. He was great against Oregon in the opener. They had a great game plan. They were super efficient, 7 touchdown drives to open the game, something that hadn't happened in the SEC for 4 years. And he was very good on television right before the Heisman vote, and everybody saw that. But he was not good against Kentucky. He was not good against Mississippi State. He was not good against Georgia Tech. And the ball got taken out of his hands, and Kirby ran the ball and trusted Kenny McIntosh to help him win games. So he's been good when he's needed to be good, I guess, is the answer to this point, other than the SEC championship game last year when or in Tuscaloosa in 2020 when he got behind. I mean, there's only been a few times he's been pressed, and then sometimes he's been really good when he's been pressed, and other times he hasn't. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. You know, I think that the quarterback is the face of the program. Do I think he's the best player on the Georgia team? No, not even close. Jalen Carter is probably the best non-quarterback in the draft to be a top five. Do I think Stetson's the second best player on the Georgia team? No. Third? No. Fourth? No. But you don't have to be. He's the quarterback of the number one team, Cole, and he's won games when he's needed to. And the Heisman Trophy comes down to who people either who their favorite player or who they think they deserve to be there. It's about deserve now, Cole. Our society's changed in a way. In this way, this is what I would say. It used to be about being number one. It used to be about being the best. Now it's about who deserves things, right? When we look at the playoff, do I think TCU is really one of the four best teams? I don't. But do they deserve to be there? Well, they do, because they won their league, and we treat these leagues like they're all the same. We treat all the Power 5 conferences like they're equal. Do I think Alabama would beat TCU? I sure do. Do I think they'd beat Michigan? Yep, I do. But does Alabama, quote-unquote, deserve to be there? No, well, they lost 2 games. So we've gotten into this whole deserved conversation instead of what's really best, and this is what people are comfortable with.
Mike Griffith joining us, the AJC's DogNation.com. So if you could reshuffle the Heisman as far as just who's going to be in New York and maybe who wins it, how would you reshuffle this year's Heisman?
Well, I wouldn't, because I don't really know exactly what it's supposed to be, Cole. It's kind of like everybody, I've got a vote. I've got my vote. I vote my conscience, right? I vote who I think in my approach to it. It's kind of like when you vote on your top 25 poll. How do you vote, right? Do you vote based on a complete body of work, or do you vote on what they did last week? Like the College Football Playoff Committee, when you think about how they voted, right, they would consider how a team is right now, right this second. And that's why Hendon Hooker and Tennessee are behind Alabama, because Tennessee doesn't have Hendon Hooker right now. Even though they beat Alabama head-to-head, well, they don't have that quarterback right. Now, other people might say, well, now, wait a minute. You're just going to discredit everything they did? So it's dependent on what you think the Heisman Trophy is and your perspective. How much do you really know? How much do you really know about these players? I just sat here and told you how Stetson Bennett looked against Georgia Tech, Kentucky, and Mississippi State. How many people voted really watched those games? Or did they just watch Saturday's game that you saw? And remember Oregon game, right? And remember the Tennessee game. Stetson played extremely well against Tennessee. Played extremely well in the opener against Oregon. Played extremely well against how many people watched Kent State? The struggles there. How many watched the red zone struggles for Georgia against Samford? Not many people. But based on what they saw, Cole, they've got the correct answer in their head, right? And I don't know. I didn't watch a lot of C.J. Stroud. I thought I watched enough. I remember watching the Rose Bowl last year and thinking, oh, my God. I saw him play a couple times this year, and he's lighting it up. Then I had somebody tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, Mike, Marvin Harrison's better than him. Why are you going to vote for C.J. Stroud? I said, well, that's kind of interesting. That's interesting. And somebody said to me, well, now, wait a minute, Mike. If you think Jalen Carter is the best player on the Georgia football team, why didn't you vote for him? Well, I guess I thought I should vote. That my votes had to be quarter. I thought that. But where did I come up with that? So I'm just as guilty as anybody else, Cole. If you really want to know who the best players in college football are, look on the NFL draft boards. And these guys aren't guys that played best. Bryce Young? He's the best player in college football. Easy, hands down. Every time you watch him, you ask any defensive coordinator, who's the last guy? Put truth serum in him. Who's the last guy you want to see on the other side of the football? Bryce Young. I can't believe this guy's not going to be in New York. That tells me everything about the process and the recency bias because Bryce didn't play the last Saturday or because Bryce didn't win. But, Cole, I watched him against Tennessee. He put the ball on the money. I don't know who the guy was that dropped it. Same thing happened in the title game last year with that backup receiver. Bryce Young ain't losing games, folks. Receivers are dropping balls. Field goal kickers are missing. Defenses are collapsing. Brian Kelly, smartest guy on the planet, going for two. He ain't putting Bryce Young back on the field. Are you kidding me? You want me to give it? You going to give Bryce Young another chance to beat you? Hell no. He'd have gone for two from the 20-yard line. He's the best player in the country, and he's not even in New York. Tells you a lot.
I want to go back to something you brought up, Mike, with motivation and different styles, different ways that coaches motivate. And you and I have talked about different ways that Kirby Smart has motivated this Georgia team last year, this year. I know not winning the Joe Moore Award was something that they used as motivation last year. What are some of the tactics, different ways? What's Kirby Smart doing to keep this team motivated this year?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light,
April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.
Here.
All he has to do is, he doesn't really have to do a lot because of what last year's team did. Well, the first thing he did was separate last year from this year, right? You might have been on last year's team, okay, but separate yourself from that body because this is a whole new year. This year is not last year, guys. What happened last year doesn't have any effect on this year, and it became almost a, can you live up to last year? We know that Georgia is not going to have 15 guys drafted this year in the NFL like they did last year, a record-setting draft. They're not going to have five first-round picks. Might have three or four, but they're not going to have five like they did last year. We know that. So there was a lot of doubt, and I was one of the people that said, you know what, this is a team that could lose a couple games this year. And you know what, they could have. If Missouri doesn't screw up and be Missouri, they got them beat. They're up 10, and they get a penalty at, what, the one-yard line, move back to the state. They should have scored. Missouri should have beat them. Missouri had them. Georgia was done that day. Certain days, there's windows of opportunity. They were done that day. But Missouri didn't cash in, right? There's been opportunities for teams to beat Georgia. They just didn't cash in. And that's a mark of a good Georgia team. They're not going to beat themselves, right? But to answer your question, he sets high standards for them. And he reinforces that there's always more left in the tank. There's always more that you can do. N'Kobe Dean told a pretty good story. And this came to their motto, no one cares, right? Kirby saw N'Kobe one day, and he's saying to him, hey, man, I bet you're tired. He said, yeah, man, coach, I was staying up late last night. Got to tell you, Kirby said, nobody cares. Nobody cares. And walked on. That's it. Nobody cares about your excuses. Nobody cares why you're having a bad day. Nobody cares why you're falling short. There's a standard, and you either meet it or you don't, period. And nobody cares for the excuses. And he's right. And he's created this mentality and this level of buy-in. That's why you only see one guy in the portal right now. There's only one Georgia guy in the portal right now. Now, you and I know, Cole, that there's probably 10 or 12 guys that will eventually be in that portal that will eventually realize they'll have better opportunities elsewhere, that will get the message from Kirby and staff members that, you know what, you're really not in the plan, and eventually they'll go in that portal. But right now, everybody's all bought in. Everybody wants to give to the nth degree to be a part of something special that's been created. And when you've got that level of buy-in, it's incredible. And listen, I'm preaching to the choir here. And people at Alabama know Nick Saban's done it for years. There's been times when Auburn had it. You know, the Cam Newton team will live on forever. When you create that level of buy-in, I think things take care of themselves. And that's what we've seen with Georgia. They got a great level of buy-in. They believe in their coaching, and they believe in one another. And that's tough to beat.
Mike, great stuff. Always appreciate the time. It's good catching up. Let's do it again soon.
All right, you got it, Cole.
Thank you. Mike Griffith of DogNation.com, at MikeGriffith32. You can follow him on Twitter.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.